Right now, we're going to be joined by an old friend. Let's open the door and welcome Zippy the Clown to the Ticket Studios. It looks like he's brought Zippy's mailbag with him. Hi, Zippy.
I have Zippy's mailbag with me. Letter number one.
Ooh, right to the letters.
Letter number one from Zippy the Clown.
Dear Zippy, I'm quite an accomplished man. I just won my first playoff game, and I'm in contention for manager of the year, but I still feel like a loser. Is it because I sleep in an abandoned refrigerator? Signed, The Wash. Well, Wash!
Hey. What's wrong with you?
Now, who could that be from?
Oh, wait. I wouldn't worry about it, Wash. As long as you look like that, you can always get work at a George Jefferson look-alike convention. Letter number two.
Sound advice being dispensed by Zippy the Clown.
Oh. This was my idea to bring him on.
Letter number two, Ja.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Zippy.
That would be you.
That would be me. Dear Zippy, what is the best way to quit a job you're unqualified for? Signed, D. Beeler.
I don't understand.
Well, just tell them you're better off as a full-time sports blogger for the Dallas Observer, and they'll probably let you out of your radio job. Oh, wait. Sorry, I was focusing on the unqualified, forgot the Beeler part. That was advice to someone else. Let's move on. Letter number three.
This would be letter number three.
Dear Zippy, I'm a local billionaire who overbuilt in Arlington and is up to my face left in debt. I'm also very close to losing everything I ever owned. I need to blow off steam. My question, what's the best way to corner a girl in a swanky bathroom without the threat of a lawsuit?
Oh, jeez.
Signed, Keeping Up with the Joneses. Well, Keeping Up, I recommend yoga to blow off some steam, or in your case, drink vodka until you're fall down drunk on Deadspin.
More advice from Zippy the Clown. Any more letters in that mailbag?
Actual letters from actual Zippy fans. Letter number four. Don't step on my feet there, Giorgio.
Sorry.
My shoes are very big. Okay, letter number four. Dear Zippy, who is the biggest a-hole jerk you've ever met? Signed, Curious in Bedford. Well, Curious, it's a tie between Fernando and Joe Buck.
Oh, come on.
Joe Buck.
I put that one in there for Troy. Because he hates Fernando, too. And our final letter number five.
The final letter. Can't believe we reached this point.
Number five. Dear Zippy, you're 36 months behind on your child support payments. If you do not comply with the court order, you will be jailed. Sign, the county clerk. Oh.
Zippy.
Is that supposed to be in the mailbag?
This is kind of awkward.
To my mail.
I don't know how to react to this.
Dear county clerk, F you.
Oh, oh my gosh.
So there he goes.
There he goes.
He's in trouble with the county, but still dispensing advice. Bye-bye, Zippy.
Well, I thought it'd be a good idea to bring Zippy on. And, yeah, I think it was a good idea to bring Zippy on.